感谢主，我们下午来学习保罗成功的人生。
Thank the Lord. This afternoon, we are going to learn the successful life of Paul.
啊，保罗蒙主耶稣选召，啊，开始传福音。
Paul was chosen by the Lord to preach the gospel.
啊，他曾经立志要得到那个不朽坏的冠冕。
And at one time, he was determined that he would obtain the crown that does not waste away.
啊，他说一般的运动竞赛啊。
He said that in most athletic events,
啊，他们得到奖赏的时候啊，就会颁给他们一个桂花做的冠冕。
When it was during the prize time, the athletes would receive a crown.
啊，然后在群众面前啊，接受大家的欢呼。
And in the front of an audience, they would be praised and honored.
啊，一时感到非常的荣耀。
And in that moment, they would feel very honored and glorious.
啊，但是那个桂花的冠冕啊，很快就枯干，就坏掉了。
But this crown was made of flower, and quickly it would wilt.
他说我们现在所得的不是那个会朽坏的。
And so he said that the crown that we receive is not one that will waste away.
是要得到一个永远不朽坏的荣耀冠冕。
But rather, it was a crown that will not waste away, and that is eternal.
啊，等到他工作完成了以后。
And after Paul finished his work,
啊，要离开世界的时候，
before he was about to depart from
the earth, 虽然他说要为主耶稣殉道，
even though he was preaching the gospel for the Lord,
但是他充满着一个欢乐的心情，
he was filled with a heart of joy.
他说啊，我现在就是要来领受那个荣耀的冠冕。
And he stated that now I'll receive this crown of righteousness.
我们来看提摩太后书第四章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
第六节，第七节。提摩太后书第四章，我们看第六节。
Second Timothy chapter four, verse
seven. 四章六节。
Verse six.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。第七节。
Verse seven.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经锁住了。第八节。
Verse 8.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。这提摩太后书啊，是保罗最后的书信。
Now, 2 Timothy was the last epistle of Paul.
他曾经被关在罗马监狱两年。
Previously, he had been in a Roman jail for 2 years.
啊，但是他可以驻游传道啊，很多人接近他，他把道理传给他们。
But he was still able to liberally preach the gospel.
啊，后来他被释放了。
And when he was released,
所以他就回到以前的小亚细亚、希腊的地方啊，去巡述教会。
He went, returned to Greece and to various churches to preach the gospel.
那该经过了三四年左右。
And after about 3 to 4 years,
他在路上又被抓去。
He was again captured on the road.
他被关在监狱，他知道说啊，这是他最后啊最后的一个机会。
And when he was once again imprisoned, he knew that this was his last opportunity.
啊，他知道他不久就要离世了。
He understood that in not in a short period of time,
所以他就赶快写一封信。给提摩太。
So quickly he wrote one last letter to Timothy.
说你要赶快来，希望我们能够见最后的一面。
And he said to Timothy, I hope you will come quickly so we will meet one more time.
他说在提摩太后书里面呢、啊，啊，叫这个提摩太说你要把所得的恩赐好像火一样眺望起来。
And so in 2 Timothy he told Timothy that you need to receive all your grace like a fire.
啊，不要为着传福音感到羞耻。
And not to feel unburdened by preaching the gospel.
啊，要立志啊，为福音受苦。
But rather to be able to suffer for the gospel.
啊，做一个基督的精兵。
To be able to become a soldier for Christ.
啊，不管得时不得时，都要传道。
Regardless of death or life, you will continue to preach the gospel.
哈，这是保罗最后对提摩太的交代。
And this was the last thing that Paul entrusted to Timothy.
啊，最后他说啊，我现在被交奠离世的时候到了。
And lastly, Paul said to Timothy, I'm about to be poured out like a drink offering.
因为他们古时候在献祭的时候。
Because in the ancient days when they were making offerings.
啊，要把那个酒啊，就把它浇奠在那个祭物上面。
The wine would be poured onto what was being offered.
啊，他说啊，他现在要被浇奠了。
And so he said that I am being poured out as a drink offering.
其实是他的身体啊，要被杀，那个血好像那个 祭物的血啊，他就啊被浇在这个祭物上面。
It was as if his own body was being offered, and the blood was being let out.
啊，就是主着他要为主耶稣殉道，牺牲流血。
And this represented that he was preaching the gospel for the Lord and bearing his own blood.
所以保罗对他的主见啊，他非常清楚。
And so Paul was very clear of his own mission.
那我们看到说啊，所以人面对啊，要为主耶稣殉道，要因这样被杀而死。
And we see that in preaching the gospel, he was willing to offer up his own life.
他没有什么犹豫呀，啊，也没有什么啊感到难过。
He had no worries or no tribulations that he felt.
而是充满着喜乐。
But rather, he was filled with joy.
好像一个打胜仗的一个将军一样。
Similar to a soldier that was victorious.
他要领受啊奖赏。
Who was about to receive his prize.
那所以他自己觉得说啊，其实他为主耶稣这样奉献呐。他实际上是不配的。
And so he felt that as an offering for God, he was not worthy.
啊，那是因为感念到神的爱。
But because he felt the love of Christ.
所以他也甘心乐意啊，要把自己的生命啊，就这样的奉献上去。
And so he was willing to offer his own body as a sacrifice.
啊，为着要让神的名得到荣耀，所以把自己的生死啊，都看得很淡。
He saw his own life or death as very small matters because he wanted to glorify the name of the Lord.
啊，就是保罗啊，当时的那个得胜的一种前景。
And this was the attitude of Paul at the time.
啊，他讲了三句话。
And so Paul said three things.
因为他对自己的得救啊，能够得主的奖赏非常有把握。
Because he was very sure of what was in store for him
by the
Lord. 他
说，美好的仗我打过了。
First he said, I fought the good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我守住了。
I have kept the faith.
所以他说，我现在就是等候得神给我那个荣耀的赏赐。
And now he is awaiting the crown of righteousness from the Lord.
所以我们说啊，保罗有一个成功的人生。
And so we can say that Paul lived a very successful life.
所以我们就来学习啊，保罗所讲的这三句话。
And so we are going to learn about what Paul said in these three things.
我们首先来谈呢，说所信的道我锁住了。
And first we are going to talk about how he kept the good faith.
啊，保罗。他被主耶稣拣选以后
After Paul was chosen by the Lord,
他为着传福音啊，真的受很多苦。
Because of preaching the gospel, he endured many trials.
但他说，我不以福音为羞耻。
But he said that he was not troubled by the gospel.
因为我深深知道我所信的是谁。
Because in his heart, he was assured of whom he believed in.
他说，这个福音啊，乃是神的大能。
And he knew that this gospel was filled with the great power of the
Lord. 要来拯救一切啊，相信的人。
That will be able to save all those who believed.
所以他说这个福音啊，是一个活泼生命的道。
And so he understood that this gospel was living and was true.
他说世界上的荣华富贵好像花草一样。
And that the flowers in the field were temporary.
啊，都会枯干，会凋谢。
They would wilt and they would dry away.
啊，但是唯有神的道啊，是活泼的，是长存的。
But the word of the Lord is living and everlasting.
啊，所以我们得到的这个活泼生命的道，我们就有永恒的福气。
And so in receiving this everlasting and lively word of the Lord, we have the hope for eternal life.
所以他说，这的确是真理的道，得救的福音。
He knew that this is the word of truth, and that would be saved.
啊，这个不是人的道，而是从神来的生命之道。
And this was not the word of man, but from the Lord, and it was living.
他说我所领受的这个道理啊，不是人家教我的。
And he said that this gospel that I received is not taught to me by
others. 是主耶稣启示让我明白的。
But rather, it was inspired by God for me to understand.
我们看加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书一章
Galatians chapter
1 十一节
Verse 11
加拉太书一章十一节
Galatians 1 verse 11
弟兄们我告诉你们我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思十二节
12
因为我不是从人领受的也不是人教导我的乃是从耶稣基督啊启示来的。好，保罗在主耶稣传道里的时候啊，他还没有信主。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, Paul had not yet come to believe.
后来使徒教会成立了。
And when the church was established,
他本来是在迫害教会的。
He was actually a persecutor of the church.
结果在大马色的路上啊，神用荣光照他，拣选他。
But on the road to Damascus, God used a shining light and chose him.
啊，他认识了主以后啊，啊，神把这个得救的福音啊，启示让他明白。
And when he believed, God allowed the gospel to be revealed to him for him to understand it.
啊，他也坚守这个所得到的道理。
And he took this gospel with open hands.
啊，非常努力的到处传扬。
And very diligently preached the gospel.
所以他说，我所领受的这个道理啊，不是人教我的。
And so he said, this gospel was not taught to me by other people.
是从耶稣基督啊亲自启示来的。
But rather, it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
啊，但是我们看到说啊，保罗所受启示的道理啊，跟使徒所领受的道理啊，没有冲突。
We can also see that the revelation of the gospel for Paul and also those of the people believed, there was no conflict.
啊，领使徒是亲自听见耶稣讲道理。
And the believers heard the gospel from Jesus firsthand.
保罗是主耶稣已经升天了以后启示他明白。
And Paul was revealed the gospel to him by Jesus after Jesus already
died. 啊，所以他们后来可以跟那些啊使徒，他们可以彼此相交，彼此团契。
And so Paul was able to fellowship and learn from the believers.
啊，神给他们的使命是不一样的。
But the life that God gave to them were different.
那些使徒啊，他们要往犹太人那里去传道的。
And the believers had to preach the gospel to the Jews.
啊，保罗啊，是要到那个非犹太人的区域。
And Paul had to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以他们使命是不一样，但是所领受的道理是一致的。
And so even though their mission was different, the gospel that they received was one and the same.
就是原有的生命之道。
It was the gospel that was for the word of life.
他说我们今天啊，所领受的道理也是一样。
And it is the same way today that the gospel received.
啊，我们真耶稣教所传的道理，就是我们起吃。啊，工人啊，从神那里直接领受。
The gospel that we receive in true Jesus Church is what the original believers received as well.
啊，神拣选他们，把道理启示他们，让他明白。
And God chose them in the beginning and revealed the gospel for them to be able to
understand. 啊，当然这个启示啊，我们也要分辨。
And we also need to be able to distinguish what is revealed to us.
要有圣经的根据，我们就相信。
We need to have the basis of the Bible for us to believe.
啊，没有圣经的根据啊，我们就没有办法接受。
Without being rooted in the Bible, we should not accept it.
因为啊，使徒他们领受的道理都在圣经里面。
Because all the believers that the gospel received is marked in the Bible.
啊，所以我们今天呢，领受的启示就是要让我们明白圣经里面的道理。
And so what is revealed to us today is for us to understand what is written in the Bible.
啊，保罗啊，对他所领受的道理非常坚守。
And Paul was very accepting of the gospel that he received.
啊，虽然当时啊，有一些啊，传错误的教训。
Even though there were people at the time who were spreading heresy and false
teachings. 保罗就严厉地斥责他们。
Paul did not believe them.
啊，因为当时啊，有一些犹太律法主义的人。
Because there were a few people at the time who was very well versed in.
他们强调说啊，外邦人信主了以后还要行割礼。
And they believed that after the Gentiles believed, they still had to undergo circumcision.
啊，要守律法。
And they had to abide by the Mosaic laws.
啊，他们禁止人嫁娶。
And they had prohibitions according to marriage.
啊，禁戒一些食物。
And also to certain foods.
啊，保罗说啊，这个都是错误的道理。
But Paul said that these were false doctrines.
自己有恩赐不结婚可以。
That if you have the gift of not marrying, that is fine.
但是你叫人家不可以结婚啊，这是异端。
But to prohibit other people from marrying, that is a false doctrine.
旧约时代有一些啊洁净的食物。
And the Old Testament had certain foods that they were prohibited from
eating. 啊，到了新约时代啊，啊，已经啊成全在主耶稣的身上了。
But by the New Testament, this had been abolished by the body of Jesus Christ.
我们就不要按照旧约的律法，什么可以吃，什么不可以吃。
We no longer have to abide by the Mosaic laws of what we can and cannot eat.
啊，但是当时啊，有很多人呐，啊，就是用旧约的律法啊，继续的在捆绑人。
But at the time, there were many people who were continuing to abide by the Old Testament laws.
所以保罗就交代提摩太说，对那些传异端的、超越圣经教训的，要严格的禁止他们。
And so Paul advised Timothy to strictly teach those who were did not know what was right and wrong.
所以他说啊，如果越过了基督的教训啊，就看不到神呐。
He said that if after the teaching of the priest, you are not able to see God.
如果把基督的福音更改了，那已经不是神的道。
If you have changed the word of God, then that is no longer the truth.
所以，好像法利赛人他们到处引人来信教。
Just like the Pharisees who preached the gospel all over.
但是啊，后来却让人啊成为地狱之子啊。因为他们把人带错路了。
But in the end, they led people to hell because they led people down the wrong path.
所以保罗一直强调啊，如果我们在这个道理上错误了。
So Paul continued to emphasize that if we are wrong in the gospel, 说
最后好像一艘船啊，这个船破了，整个船就沉到海里面去了。
And it is like a sinking ship that will sink to the bottom of the ocean.
所以我们要把领受的道理啊。那个叫做纯正话语的规模。
And so we need to have a very high standard of the gospel that we receive.
要把它牢牢地守住。
And to be able to keep this very diligently.
我们看提摩太后书一章十三节、十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14.
提摩太后书一章十三节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13.
说你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。十四节。
14.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢地守着。这里讲到说我们所领受的一些基本的道理啊，这个叫做纯正话语的规模。
Here it says that the basic doctrines that we received are to be sound.
这是所交托的善道。
And this was entrusted to us by Jesus Christ.
有的人认为说啊，我们老是讲那个基本的教义啊，那太幼稚了。
And many people might say that the basic doctrines we receive are very elementary.
事实上啊，那个是基本的得救的道理。
But in actuality, it is a sound word that will lead to salvation.
当然，我们不能够停留在这个基本的道理，我们要在这个道理上追求进步。
And granted, we cannot stop at this basic doctrine. We need to continue to grow and to improve.
比如说我们对圣灵的了解。
For example, our knowledge of the Holy Spirit.
一开始只是很简单的了解。
In the beginning, we just have a very simple understanding.
但事实上，圣灵是一个非常丰盛的属灵奥秘。
But actually, the Holy Spirit is a very filling mystery.
圣经里面有很清楚的主示。
And the Bible talks about it in great detail.
所以啊。像那个谢顺道长老啊
，For example, Elder Xie，
他有关圣灵啊，他就写了十几万字的一本书。
He had written a book entirely about the Holy Spirit.
非常有系统、非常深入的把这个圣灵的道理把它阐明出来。
And he very clearly in much detail explained the Holy Spirit.
因为以前呢、早期在神学班呢、他们要毕业的时候要写毕业论文。
Because many a while ago in TTP, when they before they graduated, they had to write a thesis.
他说他要写有关圣灵的道理。
And he said he wanted to write about the Holy Spirit.
结果到毕业典礼的时候，他还写不出来。
And upon graduation, he was still not able to write.
只写一个纲要。
And he only wrote a very simple introduction.
杨长老说你继续学。
And Elder Yang told him to continue to write.
所以他一方面工作，一方面继续研究。
So he was working, but also investigating.
花了十几年的时间。
And he took about a decade of time.
后来出来一本厚厚的一本书。
And finally, he came out with a thick book.
就《圣灵论》啊，现在也翻成英文。
And it was a dissertation about the Holy Spirit. It is now interpreted into English.
他说我们对这些基本道理都是这样。
And so it is the same way with all the basic doctrines.
不只是了解它的大概而要非常深入的啊。让我们完全了解这些属灵上的奥秘。
We need to have a very deep understanding of the mysteries of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个叫做离开道理的开端。
And this is the beginning of leaving the basic beliefs.
基本上这些基本的教义没有改变。
At the core, the basic beliefs have not changed.
但是我们的了解非常深入，非常的彻底。
But our understanding is very thorough.
啊，不只是那些基本的一些知识而已，是完全全面性的了解。
And it is not just a rudimentary understanding, but a very holistic understanding.
所以不是说这些基本教育都不要了。
So it's not that we no longer need these basic beliefs.
那就变成另外另一个根基了。
That is continuing, starting to become a new belief.
因为这些基本教育啊，不是我们人发明，这是圣经里面啊基本的得救道理。
But because this is the very basic belief for us to be saved.
我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse
3. 其实这个就是我们基本教育的第一条。
And this is the very first thing we must do for our basic beliefs.
说我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照着圣经所说的为我们的罪死了。第四节。
Verse 4.
而且埋葬了又照圣经所说的第三天复活了。所以我们说啊，耶稣基督啊，就是神成为人来到世界。
We understand that Jesus Christ became man and came onto this earth.
啊，为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
And because of our sins, he was crucified on the cross.
啊，他第三天又复活了。
And after 3 days, he resurrected.
啊，这是我们信仰的第一条。
This is the very first thing of our belief.
啊，为什么我们必须要守这些道理？
Why do we have to keep these?
因为这个跟我们的得救有直接关系。
Because this has a direct relationship between our being saved.
我们看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
十五章第二节。
Chapter 15, verse 2.
说，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以出手我所传给你们的，就必因为这个福音来得救。哦，说我们能够出手我们所领受的这些道理。
If we are able to hold fast to the teachings that we receive,
啊，我们就能够啊，在福音上来得救。
We will be able to be saved by the doctrine.
啊，得救的意思就是让我们脱离凶恶，胜过死亡，得到永远的生命，这个叫做得救。
And to be saved means to overcome death and to receive eternal life.
啊，所以我们呢，要牢牢守住这些基本的道理，不能改变。
And so we must hold fast to this basic belief and not be changing in it.
所以保罗对提摩太说，这是一种纯正话语的规模。
And so Paul told Timothy that this doctrine is something we should hold fast to.
啊，这些基本的道理好像一个模型一样。
And these basic beliefs are like a very simple mold.
我们知道说那个工厂里面有时候生产一些产品。
We know that in a factory they often produce many
products. 啊，先有一个模型。
And there might be an original mold.
啊，然后去铸造产品。
And it will continue to make more products.
啊，铸造了出来的产品要跟这个模型啊配合，是不是按照这个模型做出来的
？And these products that are made will be consistent with the original.
如果跟这个模型不一样啊，啊那就变成瑕疵品啊，就要把它淘汰掉了。
And if it is different from the original, then it is no longer wanted.
那所以我们所得到的这些基本道理啊，就好像一个量尺一样。
And so the basic beliefs that we receive are like a ruler or a standard.
我们就来对照量一量啊，我们所领受的是不是跟这个道理一样
？We will be able to measure ourselves whether or not the gospel we receive is consistent with.
啊，如果跟这个道理不一样啊，啊，那我们就要保留了，那个可能就不是神的道了。
And if it is different, then we must understand that this is no longer the doctrine of God.
啊，所以啊，用这个。纯正话语的规模作为我们检验啊真理的标准。
And so the standard of the sound word is the measurement that we must abide by.
所以保罗说，我不再另外立根基了。
And so Paul said that I will have no other.
这个根基就是耶稣基督的教训，这个根基已经立好了。
This law is the teaching of God, and it is already established.
啊，我们每一个人就在这个基础上来建造我们的工程。
And in this, we will make and establish our faith.
啊，有的人呢是用草木和秸在造，有的人呢是用金银宝石的。
And regardless of the materials of which we establish our faith.
啊，金银宝石就用很谨慎的按照神的话语啊来行事。
Whether it's grass or precious metals, we are using it according to the word of the Lord.
啊，草木和秸的就是人力血气的，已经违背了神的道。
And what is made from what is temporary is affected by other people.
他说神最后考验的时候，那个草木和秸的就能够就烧掉了。
And so in the final test, what is made of grass will be burned away.
啊，人就要受亏损。
Because we will be judged.
啊、所以我们一定要在真道上扎根、啊、
And therefore we must be rooted in the truth.
那我们就不会受到一些异端啊、异教诸风来影响。
So that we will not be influenced by heresies and false doctrines.
啊、所以啊，我们要领受冠冕啊，我们所信的道一定要坚守到底。
And so in receiving this crown, we must keep the faith.
啊、第二句话说啊。当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And second phrase Paul said was that I have finished the race.
我们知道耶稣说啊，他就是道路，他就是生命。
We understand that Jesus is the way, then the truth, and the life.
他说我们一个信主的人啊，就要跟着主耶稣的脚踪啊，一步一步的走啊，啊，走在主耶稣走过的道路上面。
So one who believes in Jesus will walk the path that Jesus walked.
好像以色列人，他们本来在埃及。
For example, the Israelites, they were originally
in Egypt. 埃及地啊，充满着偶像，很多的罪恶。
But the land of Egypt was filled with sin and idols.
那神从那里啊，把他们救赎出来。
And God saved them out of the land of Egypt.
所以说，借着海过红海啊，让他们受洗归了摩西。
And allowing them to cross the Red Sea and to be baptized by Moses.
啊，加玛拿，所以他们领受了属灵的食物。
And in receiving manna, they received spiritual food.
啊，那个磐石出水啊，他们领受了生命的活水。
And they received the living water.
啊，接下来啊，就是跟亚玛利人啊打属灵的战争。
And following, they fought a spiritual war with the Amalekites.
啊，然后啊，在旷野当中一战一战呐、啊。啊、走完全程过约旦河进到、啊、迦南地
and in the wilderness they finally reached the land of Canaan、
啊、经过征战以后把这个迦南地全部占领下来
and after spiritual warfare、
啊、把产业、啊、分给他们
they were able to receive their inheritance、
啊、当然有的人、啊他、啊、说不顺服啊，不跟着这个主的脚踪走。
And there were some people who did not obey by this way.
啊，后来有的人就扑倒在旷野当中了、啊。
And they were left in the wilderness.
啊，唯有像耶稣亚啦、加勒啊，他们就跟着专一跟从主到底。
But Joshua and Caleb they followed Jesus till the very end.
啊，所以最后啊就能够。得到迦南地做他们的产业。
So eventually they were able to claim the land of Canaan as their inheritance.
他说我们今天呢、啊、受洗以后也是在走天国的道路。
And it is the same way after we are baptized, we are walking in the heavenly path.
我们要不灰心的走完全程。
We need to hold fast and continue until the very end.
啊，将来才能够领受那个从天上来的福分。
So that we can receive the heavenly inheritance.
我们看到这个保罗啊，他蒙主耶稣拣召。
And we understand that Paul was called by the Lord.
主耶稣选召他以后啊，他就扑倒。
And after Paul was called, he was stricken to the
floor. 有一个声音说啊，保罗，保罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And there was a voice saying, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me?
保罗说啊，你是谁啊？
And Paul asked the voice saying,
那个声音说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the voice said, I am Jesus whom you have persecuted.
啊，保罗说啊，他错了。
And Paul thought that he was wrong.
所以他就问主耶稣说：“那我该怎么办？”
And so he asked the Lord, "What must I do?"
主耶稣说：“啊，你进到城里面去。”
And Paul told him, Jesus told him to go into the city.
有人会把你该做的事情告诉你。
That there is someone who will tell you what you must do.
啊，所以保罗进到城里面呢、啊，他在那边禁食祷告。
And so Paul entered the city and was fasting and praying.
啊，神启示一个门徒叫做亚拿尼亚。
And there appeared a disciple called Ananias.
说那个租界的地方啊，有一个人叫做保罗。
And he told Ananias that there is a person that is coming named
Paul. 你要为他祷告，让他得医治。
You must pray for him that he must be saved.
亚拿尼亚说不可以啊，那个人很凶哎。
And Ananias said no, that this person was very mean.
抓拿逼迫杀害基督徒。
He was known to persecute Christ and his believers.
那神说啊，他是我所要的器皿。
But Jesus replied that he is a chosen vessel of mine.
啊，后来亚拿尼亚就去了。
And eventually Ananias went.
说兄弟保罗啊，在你路上的你所遇到的耶稣叫我来。
And Ananias said to Paul that your Jesus that you have seen on the road told me to come.
啊，要为你按手，让你得医治。
To lay hands on you that you may be saved.
啊，又让你圣灵充满。
To be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为神要差派你到外邦的地方啊，在那边传福音。
Because the Lord has chosen you to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以保罗对他所接受的使命非常清楚。
And so Paul was very certain of the mission that he was entrusted.
后来他就回到自己的家乡啊， 就是大树城。
And later he went to his hometown, which is Tarsus.
啊，大概在那边呢、啊，三年的灵修准备的生活。
And Paul spent 3 years in Tarsus, perfecting his.
啊，他也去过耶路撒冷，见到当时的属徒。
And he also went to Jerusalem to see the believers at the time.
啊，后来这个安提阿教会成立了以后啊。
And after the Church of Antioch was established.
巴拿巴被派到这个安提阿去。
Barnabas was sent to the Church of Antioch.
巴拿巴就跑到这个大树城啊，请保罗出来。
And Barnabas went to Tarsus and asked Paul to come with him.
所以他们一起在那边同工。
And so together, Paul and Barnabas
did
holy work
together.
And they fasted and prayed.
那这个圣灵就说啊，派保罗跟巴拿巴到外邦的地方去传道。
And so the Holy Spirit told Paul and Barnabas to spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以众人就为他们按手差派他们。
And so the Holy Spirit laid hands on them and sent them.
他们就经过了塞浦路斯。
And they went past Cyprus.
啊，然后到小亚细。
And they went to Asia Minor.
啊，然后到希腊。
And they went to Greece.
啊，到处传福音啊，建设教会。
And they went to many places and preached the gospel and established many churches.
啊，所以保罗有三次的国外的传道旅行。
And so Paul made 3 missionary journeys.
啊，最后回到耶路撒冷的时候被抓去了。
And eventually, when he returned to Jerusalem, he was taken away.
啊，好像一个囚犯一样啊，被带到罗马去。
He was captured to Rome like someone who had committed something wrong.
啊，还有一个百夫长啊，啊，带了很多人呐、啊，啊，送他一起到罗马。
And he was sent along with many others to Rome.
后来还在凯撒皇帝面前、啊、为主做见证。
And in the presence of the judge, he made a testimony for the Lord.
啊，主导最后啊，为主耶稣殉道。
And in the very end, he was preaching for the Lord.
所以走完了主耶稣啊，要他走的全部的路程。
And so when he finished the entire journey that the Lord wanted him to finish.
所以他说、啊、该跑的路我都已经跑尽了。
Therefore, that is why he said, I have finished the race.
为什么保罗能够跑完全程？
How come Paul was able to finish the race?
他说、啊、主有一件事情。
And he said, it is, there is one matter.
就是忘记背后。
That it is, I have forgotten what is behind.
啊，向着标杆啊，一直的跑。
I'm looking forward, to my object.
所以他说，我不是已经得到了。
And so he said that I have not, completed.
我要一直跑，跑到在主耶稣的面前呐、啊。啊、能够领受主耶稣的奖赏为主。
But I have to continue the race in the presence of Jesus to receive his prize.
所以虽然他已经做了很多工啊。
And so even though Paul had completed much holy work.
他不敢说我已经过了。
He was not able to firmly say that I have
passed. 所以我们有的人啊在这个天国的道路上走。
And so in the same way there are many of us as we are walking on the heavenly path.
但是很可惜啊有的人啊一开始啊非常的努力。
It is very unfortunate that at the very beginning some people are very diligent. And they do much holy work.
但是没有办法走到终点。
But they are not able to finish the race.
所以圣经里面说啊事情的终局啊强过事情的起头。
And so the Bible says that the end of a matter is more important than the beginning of the matter.
虽然一开始啊很努力做了很多的工。
And even though at the beginning we may be very diligent and do much
holy
work.
但是后来又失掉了离开神。
But if we lose our faith and leave God.
啊说你以前所做的工作啊神就不纪念了。
Then God will not remember the work you did at the very beginning.
唯有我们一直坚持到底。
Only if we continue to persist until the very end.
那个时候我们才能够领受从神来的公义冠冕。
It is only at that time that we can receive the crown of righteousness from the Lord.
啊十年前啊我在南加州要离开的时候。
And 10 years ago when I was leaving Southern California.
啊在喜瑞都教会有一个特别聚会。
And there was a special fellowship held at Cerritos Church.
那个黄圣山长老也来。
And there was an elder that also came.
因为他是跟我爸爸在神学班啊同学。
And because this elder was classmates with my father.
那这个黄长老很重视这个友情啊。
And Elder Fong was very fond of friendship.
虽然他后来移民到美国、加拿大。
And so when he immigrated to the States, he went to Canada.
他如果回到台湾啊，他一定会跑到南部去看我爸爸。
And so whenever he went to Taiwan, he would go to the southern part of Taiwan to see my father.
他知道说啊，我要离开南加州，他刚好在伯恩教会。
And when he knew that I was leaving Southern California, he was at Baldwin Park Church.
他专程叫他的孩子啊送他过来。
So he specifically told his kids to bring him to Cerritos.
他就给我一张小小卡片。
And he gave me a very small card.
我就一直啊把它放在心上。
And I always held this matter close to my heart.
那个卡片啊，就是诗篇九十篇十七节。
And that card was Psalm chapter 90, verse 17.
他说啊，愿神的荣美啊，常常在我们的身上。
So that, and it said that, may the beauty of the Lord continue to be.
真的，我们很需要啊，我们神的荣耀、神的恩典呐、啊，跟随我们一辈子。
Because we need the beauty of the Lord to be with us for our whole lives.
神的恩典充满在我们身上，充满在我们的家中。
Because if the grace of the Lord is filled in our hearts, it will be filled within our families.
这个非常重要。
And this is very important.
他说啊，求神能够坚立我们所做的工。
And he said, may God continue to help us persist in our work.
我们为主所做的工啊，求主能够坚立。
May God continue to help us in the work that we do
for Him. 所以我们无论为主做什么，
so that regardless of what we do for the Lord,
我们所做圣工的果效会随着你。
The holy work will be according to what we put forth.
按照你将来所做的功夫啊，从神那里得赏赐。
And we will receive this blessing from the Lord according to what we have put
forth. 但是啊，我们为主做工啊，这个心智要一直坚持到最后。
But we need to continue to persist in this heart of fervor until the very end.
如果我们中途啊离开了主啊，我们所做的一些工作的果效就失掉了。
If we leave the Lord at any time, then the work that we have done will be taken away.
所以我们要求神坚定我们的信仰到底。
So we need to ask God to help us persist in our faith
until
the end.
真的让我们将来能够轰轰富富进神的国。
So that eventually we may be able to be confident and enter the kingdom of heaven.
让我们能够跑完全程。
To be able to successfully finish the race.
在主的面前领受奖赏。
And in the presence of the Lord to receive our prize.
最后一句话说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
And the last statement that Paul said is that I have fought the good fight.
我们要锁住真道，除定永生。
We need to be able to hold fast the true gospel, and see eternal life.
我们要传扬福音，都要打美好的属灵战争。
And in preaching the gospel, we are fighting the good fight.
所以美好的仗就是我们能够战胜这个仇敌魔鬼的抵挡。
And in fighting a good fight, it means that we are victorious over Satan, our enemy.
因为魔鬼啊，好像虎叫做狮子。
Because Satan is like a roaring lion.
有时候借着异端啊，来抵挡神的道。
And he might attack us with heresies and false doctrines.
有时候借着试探引诱来迷惑选民。
And at other times, he might, through temptation, lead us astray.
所以我们一定要跟撒旦征战到底。
So we must be able to successfully and victoriously fight with Satan until the end.
用坚固的信心抵挡他，他就会离开。
To have a very fervent faith and established faith, so he will leave.
然后传福音就是也是一种属灵的战争。
And preaching the gospel is also a form of spiritual warfare.
说要让人的心门打开，让他们能够顺服基督。
It is opening the hearts of other people so that they may be able to accept
Jesus. 所以我们要勇敢做见证多救一些人。
So we need to bravely make testimony so we can save more people.
另外一个就是要维护真理为真道竭力的争辩。
And the other thing is that we need to go back to the true gospel.
这都是打属灵的战争。
And these are all components of spiritual warfare.
因为我们都是属灵的基督精兵。
Because we are all soldiers in Christ.
以色列人要出埃及的时候，圣经里面说，神把他的军队从埃及带出来了。
When the Israelites were leaving Egypt, the Bible says that God allowed his soldiers to lead them out.
事实上以色列人在埃及好像一些没有主族的群众他们在那里做人的奴隶。
And when they were in Egypt, the Israelites did not belong there, and they were doing slave work.
但是在旷野当中，神就把他们组织起来。
But in the wilderness, God protected the Israelites.
神就借着这个环境一直的操练他们。
And in the environment of the wilderness, God continued to test them.
四十年以后
And after 40 years,
他们真的是基督的精兵
They truly became the soldiers of Christ.
凭着信心脚踏到约旦河河水分开，他们就过去了。
And through faith, they were able to cross the river.
就是这样训练出来。
And this was through much testing by God.
所以我们也要做基督的精兵接受神的操练。
And in the same way, we must be spiritual soldiers and receive testing from God.
能够守住道理，能够胜过魔鬼的试探引诱。
to be able to hold fast to the gospel and be victorious over Satan's text.
把这个福音传开啊，来迎接主耶稣的再临。
And successfully preach the gospel until the second coming of the Lord.
我们要打胜这个美战啊，第一个要认识我们所面对的敌人。
And first, we must know the enemy that we fight.
是空中属灵气的恶魔。
And that this enemy of ours is spiritual.
所以有时候我们在家中在教会里面也会发生一些纷争的事情。
And so in our own lives and our families, we may encounter some troubles.
我们知道啊，那背后有时候是撒旦的工作。
And we understand that in the background, sometimes it is the work of Satan.
所以我们要认清啊，我们的敌人不是人，而是撒旦。
So we need to be certain that our enemy is not man, but is Satan.
我们才不会中了他的诡计。
And in this way, we will not be tricked.
因为魔鬼有时候就让这个教会啊，彼此不和睦啊，纷争。
Because sometimes Satan will produce dissensions within the church.
有时候借着世俗的一些东西啊，让人啊越来越俗化。
And in worldly matters, Satan may make the people of the church more worldly.
这都是魔鬼的工作。
And these are all the work of Satan.
所以我们要认识我们的敌人就是撒旦。
And therefore, we must recognize that our enemy is Satan.
然后靠着神赐给我们的属灵的装备。
And then according to the spirit, the pieces of warfare that is given to us by God.
说真理啊，把它当作腰，束腰的带。
The truth, the belt of truth
that
we must put on.
公义做护心镜。
And the righteousness that we must put on
as
our breastplate.
救恩做我们的头盔。
And the word of salvation as our helmet.
平安的福音啊，就我们行走的鞋。
And word of peace as the shoes that we put on.
靠着圣灵啊。圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
And with the Holy Spirit, the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God.
随时多方祷告啊，我们就能够得胜了。
And in all times praying, we'll be able to be victorious.
我们看到保罗也是一样啊，他打完了美好的仗。
We see that Paul was the same way. He was able to fight the good fight.
他到了这个基比路的时候。
When he entered Cyprus.
要把道理传给一个省长。
He was going to preach the gospel to an high official.
有一个行法术的，就在那里竭力的抵挡，叫方伯不可以信耶稣。
And there was a sorcerer who was telling him that he should not believe in Jesus.
结果保罗就斥责他说：“你是众善的仇敌。”
And so Paul said directly to the sorcerer that you are speaking false
doctrine. 你要抵挡神的道，要到什么时候？
How long are you going to be against the word of God?
结果那个说那个行邪术的，马上就眼睛看不见了。
And so immediately the sorcerer was not able to see.
这个省长啊，看到这个情形啊，他知道保罗所传的道理是正确的，他就相信了。
And when the proconsul saw what happened, he understood that what Paul preached was true, and he came to believe.
后来他们来到这个小亚细亚。
And eventually they came to Asia Minor.
他们叫一个僧来，就瘸腿的起来走路。
And Paul instructed a crippled man to get up and walk.
一开始啊，哇，那边的偶像的祭司啊，就带着花圈啊，牵着牛要来给他们献祭。
And at first, there were many people who wanted to offer sacrifices to Paul and Barnabas.
保罗说啊，我们跟你们一样，我们是人啊。
But Paul replied that I am the same as you, we are but men.
我们把道理传给你们。
I am merely preaching the gospel to you.
是要你们啊，离弃那个虚假的偶像。
So that you will be able to leave the false idols.
归向永生的神
and to come to the everlasting Lord.
所以他们一直劝勉众人啊，众人就没有啊，给他们献祭。
So they instructed the people in this way so that they would not offer anything to them.
但是过了不久啊，那些人受到搅扰。
But not after a little bit of time, they were persecuted.
所以他们就拒绝保罗所传的道理。
And so they did not believe in the gospel that Paul preached.
甚至有的人拿石头就打他。
There were even people who took stones and tried to stone
Paul. 保罗就被打得半死。
And Paul was stoned until he was half dead.
他们以为说他死掉了，就把他拖到城外去。
And because they believed that Paul was already dead, they took him to outside the
temple. 结果众圣徒围着他。
And there were many believers who surrounded him.
可能在为他祷告吧。
Who were interceding and praying for him.
然后保罗就站起来了。
And then Paul stood up.
他同样的进到城里面。
And in the same way, he entered the temple.
继续的讲道理。
And continued to preach the gospel.
来坚固门徒的心。
To be able to strengthen the believers' hearts.
说你们不要因为我所遭遇到的事情来灰心来 丧失你们的胆量。
And said to them, do not lose heart because of what happens to me.
我们要进到神的国啊，都会经历许多的艰难。
To enter the kingdom of heaven, we will encounter many tribulations.
所以一路上啊，一直建立教会，但是也遭遇到很多的阻挡。
And so in his path, he established many churches, but also encountered many
trials. 有时候被鞭打，有时候被下监。
Whether he was imprisoned or persecuted.
啊、但是啊，说神的道啊，啊没有受捆绑。
But because he knew it was for the gospel of the Lord, he did not feel that.
啊，不管是在监里面到哪里啊，这个神的道就传开来了。
Even if it was in jail, he was still preaching the gospel.
啊，甚至最后在凯撒的家里面呢、啊，凯撒那些皇宫的军队啊，很多人都信主。
And even in the very end, in the household of Caesar, many people came to believe.
所以他真的为真道啊打了美好的仗。
And so we can say that Paul, for the gospel, fought the good fight.
啊，所以最后大概65岁的时候啊，啊殉道。
And at the very end, he lived until he was about 65.
所以他说啊，我到现在啊，已经所有地方都传过了，现在已经啊。因为当时的西班牙就是地级了。
And so he was able to say that I have preached to many places, to Spain at the time.
啊，说到处我们都传过神的道啦，我现在已经没有可传的地方了。
And there is no other places that I can preach to because I have preached to every place I am possible.
啊，这个福音在各地方啊，就不断的结果增长。
And so the gospel in many places was able to grow and to bear fruit.
啊，完成了主耶稣托付给他的使命。
And he was able to fulfill the mission that God entrusted to him.
守住了道理。
To be able, to hold fast to the gospel.
走完全部的行程。
To be able to walk on, throughout his missionary
journey. 啊，打完美好的仗。
And to be able to fight the heavenly fight.
啊，所以他。很安然的，我现在就是要领受主耶稣给我的赏赐。
Confidently said that now I have in store for me the crown of righteousness.
是一个荣耀的冠冕。
It is a crown that is very righteous.
他说这个冠冕不只是赐给我。
And this crown is not only for me.
也要赐给凡是爱慕主显现的人。
But also to all who have loved for his appearing.
啊，感谢主啊，保罗给我们留下一个非常美好的教范。
And thank the Lord, Paul has left for us a very good example.
哦，用几分钟的时间呢、啊，来见证一下我到中国大陆啊所看到的一些情形。
And I will use a few minutes to testify of what I saw in China.
因为有一些啊教会圣工的需要啊，所以去中国大陆的教会几次。
Because there were some needs in the church, I was sent to China a few times.
啊，最后这一次是今年的四月。
And this last time was April of this year.
啊，因为我们到台湾开会。
And first we went to Taiwan to hold a meeting.
啊，开完会以后啊，所有的联总负责人呐、啊，到中国大陆去。
And after the meeting, many of the church council members were sent to China.
我们在福建的教会啊，跟他们的一些长执会的负责人呐 啊见面。
And we met with some of the council members at the church in Fujian.
啊，了解中国大陆教会的大概情形。
To be able to understand what was happening at the church in China.
啊，然后分四个梯次啊，啊去巡牧中国大陆的教会。
And we spread it across four times to investigate the churches.
啊，陈乃信主事跟周寿君主事他们就留在福建。
And there were two deacons who continued to stay behind in Fujian Church.
啊，梁传道是到上海、南京跟浙江、江苏的教会。
And Pastor Liang went to Shanghai and Zhejiang.
啊，有一部分的人到了湖南，然后到新疆去。
And there were some people who went to Fulan and Xinjiang.
啊，我们有几个人呢、啊，是到像那个黄树明传道跟我。我们是到北京，然后去山东的教会。
And Pastor Huang and I went to Beijing and then 山东。
啊，感谢主，我们看到现在中国的教会啊非常兴旺。
And thank the Lord, we saw that the churches in China are full of hope.
啊，上一次去的时候，他们跟我讲说，那一年呐、啊，他们大概洗礼了9000多人。
The last time I went, they said that they had baptized about 9,000 people in a year.
啊，这一次啊，我们听到一些长辈跟我们做见证。
And this time, we heard some elders who were giving a testimony to us.
中国教会大概将近50年得不到住友。
There are in about 50 years, the churches in China still have not received independence.
啊，那有些地方啊，文革的时候啊，有受迫害。
And some churches were persecuted.
有的领导者被关。
And even some leaders were imprisoned.
啊，所以有些地方啊，后来复兴了以后，有些教会的道理就被同化或变质。
And so after this happened, some of the gospel was watered down.
啊，但是感谢主啊，南部的教会啊，就特别蒙神的保守。
But thank the Lord, the churches in the northern region of China has been
guided by the Lord.
啊，因为一些
工人啊，他们被下放到很乡村的地方。
Because some of the holy workers were sent to some.
啊，因为那个很偏僻呀，啊，所以他们可以在家里啊继续聚会。
To some uncivilized places, and at those places, they were able to continue to
praise
the Lord.
这个信仰啊，就传承下来。
And so they were able to pass down the gospel.
那大概1978年的时候。
And then at around 1978.
还有一个老执事啊，让他做了一个梦。
There was an elder who had a dream.
他说啊，梦到有一个小岛啊。啊，这个岛上有一些人都穿着白衣服。
He dreamed that there was a small island, and on this island there were people wearing white clothes.
啊，这个岛上，这个岛一直飘，一直飘。
And this island continued to move.
啊，飘到这个大陆的地方啊，结果一看呢、啊，哇，整片呢、啊，啊，都是啊，啊。穿白衣服的人。
It moved closer and closer to China until it was evident that everyone was wearing white clothes.
啊，那个时候就想说，我怎么会做这种梦？
And then at the time he thought, why would I dream such a thing?
啊，过了两三天以后。
And so after 2 to 3 days.
有一个台湾的传道到福州去探亲。
There was a pastor from Taiwan who went to Fuzhou to see his family.
啊，那个时候还不是很开放。
And at that time, things in China was not very publicized.
啊，结果他就专程要去找教会。
And so he specifically made it his mission
啊、
to go look for the church.
他也知道说教会一个领导者、一个长老，他要去找。
And he wanted to find this specific elder in the church.
所以他自己坐巴士去了。
And so he independently took the bus.
下车以后啊，也不晓得要在哪里。
And after he got off the bus, he didn't know where he was and where he was going to go.
啊，所以他就要找人问呐、啊。
And so he wanted to find someone.
他也不可以随便问呐、啊。
But he could not ask just anybody.
啊，所以他就祷告。
And so he prayed.
啊，就对一个人就问他说、啊：“你认识这个人吗？”
And so he found somebody and asked him, "Do you know so and so?"
那个人看他。一下说你为什么要找这个人
？And that person gave him a look and asked, "Why are you looking for this person?"
结果找到了那个王长老的弟弟。
And so actually, he came upon Elder Wang's brother.
你要找的就是我的大哥。
And he told him, "You are actually looking for my older brother."
这个弟兄是在学校里面当校长。
And this younger brother was a principal at a school.
结果就把他带去，结果他们就。开始谈论一些教会的事情。
And so he brought him to Elder Wang, and they started talking about matters of the church.
啊，然后过了不久啊，啊就有一些啊长老执事啊，哈、哦、啊就进去访问教会。
And not long after, there was some deacons and some elders who were visiting the church.
啊，所以他们就跟海外的教会就连上了。
And so they were able to make connections with church from abroad.
啊，然后就。对这个教会的圣工啊，彼此有一些交流帮助啊，所以教会慢慢就复兴起来。
They were able to have some communication between the other churches abroad and to build up the church in China.
啊，当然我们也知道说有一个姓王的女执事啊，叫做王德全，已经八十几岁了。
And we also know there is a female priest, also by the name of Wang, who is 80 some years old.
那就突然间好像生病一样。
And all of a sudden, it seemed like she was ill.
那个病又很奇妙。
But that illness was also very miraculous.
晚上就躺着，好像昏迷掉了。
At night, she just laid there as if she was in a coma.
啊，结果醒过来的时候，她就说她到天国去的情形。
And when she awoke, she would testify about how she went to
heaven. 她不识字。啊，没有读过书。
This woman was illiterate.
啊，那神就用很多意象教她圣经里面的道理。
But God would teach her many things about the Bible through visions.
好像一片一片的那个影片啊，所以她印象很深刻。
And just like a motion picture, and so her impression was very deep.
后来十几天以后，她好起来。
And in about 10 or so days, she became better.
哇，变成好像一个年轻人啊，非常有力量。
And she was strengthened like someone who was much younger.
啊，所以她就到处做见证啊，所以那个见证啊，影响到当时教会的复兴。
So she went about preaching the gospel, and her testimonies were heard by the people in the church.
啊，感谢主啊，现在中国的教会复兴起来。信徒相当多。
And so thank the Lord, the churches in China have been revived and they have many believers.
啊，也有很多的青年。
And there are also many youths.
啊，他们都立志啊，要献身。
And they are willing to offer their own bodies.
哦，曾经到那个福州的大根坛教会。 大根堂。
A while ago, I went to a church in Fujian.
其实那个是我们最早的福建第一间教会。
And、that was actually one of our earliest churches there.
啊，政府没收了以后，后来又还给我们。
It was at first removed, but then eventually given back to us.
那个会堂大概可以坐1600人。
And that church can seat about 1,000
believers. 我们去的时候啊，坐得满满的。
And when we were there, it was filled to capacity.
啊，我们坐到后面去，楼上的后面。
We sat in the very end, in the back, on the upper floor.
啊，有一个女传道坐到我们去了，就把我叫人把我叫到最前面。
And there was a female priest who knew that we were there and told us to go to the very front.
啊，在聚会当中啊，叫我上去跟大家讲讲话。
And after sermon, they told me to go up there and say a few words.
啊，聚会完以后，他们有个青年团体的聚会。
And after service, they had a youth fellowship.
啊，都是大学生。
And it was all filled with college students.
啊，将近400人。
There was about 400 believers.
啊，他们说那个大专的团体大概400人呐、啊。
And they
现在已经到超过500了。
They said that the college fellowship has about 400 now.
啊，那个晚上大概有250个人参加。
And for the evening fellowship, about 250 people were in attendance.
有一个传道跟我讲说啊，他们当中有很多人想要献身。
And a pastor told me that among them there are many people who wanted to offer
their bodies as a sacrifice. 所以就叫我跟他们讲一些见证。
And so they told me to tell them some testimonies.
所以我们虽然走过没有几间教会啊，但是啊，非常受感动。
And so even though we did not go to many churches, we were very touched.
那我们到了北京以后啊。
And when after we went to the church in Beijing,
我们现在的北京教会有大概500多人。
In Beijing, our church there has about 500 believers.
啊，有一间会堂啊，大概花200多万美金买的，都是他们自己出钱买的。
And there is a church there that they bought with their own money for about 200,000.
啊，这个二楼有信徒啊，啊买下来，但是没有住在那里，他们就借给教会使用。
And it was believers who bought this, and they were not using it, so they allowed the church to
use it. 所以有一个传道住在里面。
And so there was a pastor who lived in the church.
啊，我们去啊，也那个地方也做我们的接待的地方呢。
And when we went there, we also stayed at the church.
啊，除了这个会堂以外，另外有四个聚会点。
And in addition to this church, there was also four places of worship.
啊，每一个地方啊，大概都七八十个信徒。
And at every location, there was about 70 to 80 believers.
啊，刚好他们在布道会。
And incidentally, they had a spiritual convocation.
所以他们就请我们帮忙。
And so they asked us for help.
他们是前后两个礼拜，前后两个星期的星期六，从早到晚都是布道会。
And there were from beginning to end two Sabbaths that consisted of their spiritual convocation.
有讲道，有见证，
there were sermons, 还有
讨论呢、
啊。And also discussions.
整天都是布道会。
And the whole day it was a spiritual convocation.
好啊，这是我们在那边看到的情形。
And this was what we observed at the church there.
啊，后来我们到这个山洞的教会去。
And later we came to the church in Shandong.
啊，听那边呢、啊，他们的传道在讲。
And we were listening to the pastors there speaking.
山洞现在只有三个传道，但是他们有一万多个信徒。
At Shandong there are only three pastors there, but they have about 1,000 believers.
啊，山东的教会大概从1996年左右开始。
The church in Shandong was established at about 1996.
啊，因为我们有一个，当中有一个，现在一个女传道啊，她本来是外教会的神学生。
And right now we have a female pastor who was initially theology student at another church.
她到南京的金陵神学院去读书。
And she was at a theological school in Nanjing.
而且我们有一个弟兄也在那里读书。
And there was also one of our brothers who was studying there.
因为我们教会的传道人啊，我们一方面自己训练，让他们对我们自己的道理能够清楚。
And he was studying there to be able to know our own belief.
啊，另外一方面来说，就选派哈、哦、去参加外教会的神学院上课。
But he was also entrusted to go, attend the theological schools at other
schools. 因为主要就是要拿那个证书啊，有那个证书你才可以全国跑。
And the main purpose is to receive the certification so that he could preach throughout the world.
所以那个目的啊，就是要啊，要有一些工人啊，能够啊，就是让这个传福音的工作不受阻挡。
And so the purpose of this was the certification so that he would not be persecuted for preaching the gospel.
啊，结果这个女的神学生啊。
And so this female student.
听了我们教会的弟兄的见证以后啊，她觉得这个道理很好。
And when she heard about the testimony given from my brother, she thought that this gospel
was very good. 所以她专程跑到福建去查考道理。
And so she made it a point to go to the church in Fujian to study the gospel.
啊，结果在那边明白道理，在那边得圣灵，在那边洗礼。
And there she came to understand the gospel and came to believe and be baptized.
回去以后啊，就写信跟他们的原来教会说，我现在到真耶稣教，我不读神学院了。
And when she went home, she wrote a letter to her original church saying she is now at True Jesus Church. She will not continue with
theological school. 有的人就鼓励她说，你要把神学院读完。
But other people encouraged her to finish theological school.
后来她就继续读。
And so eventually she continued to study.
读完以后，她就给他们写一个信啊，说我脱离原来的教，我要进到真耶稣教。
And after she completed her studies, she wrote a letter saying she will leave her original church and go to True Jesus Church.
所以她后来变成我们真耶稣教会的传道者。
So eventually she became a female pastor.
同样那个时候啊，大概有十七位从别的教会过来的。
And at about that same time, there were 17 people from other churches who came to our church.
啊，都相当优秀。
And they were very well versed.
啊，都成为我们教会啊，后来这个很重要的这个工人。
And they became very prominent figures, holy workers in our church.
啊，这个女传道啊，她在见证。
And this female pastor was giving her testimony.
她得到道理以后啊，第一个就是传给她的父母亲。
And she said,
她的母亲，她爸爸已经离世了。
That when she received the gospel, the first thing she did was to preach to her mother because her father
had
already passed away.
她妈妈带着十几个妇女啊，一起都在查经啊，非常热心的。
And her mother was very warm-hearted, and she had about 17 or so people
that
studied with her.
把道理传给她以后啊，他们这十几个人啊，也跑到福建啊，在那边啊查考道理，在那边受圣灵，在那边受洗。
And so when she preached the gospel to her mother preached it to about 10 some people who also came to believe and
were baptized. 本来她想说啊，可能是不是这个道理会借着他们十几个人啊这样传出去。
And she thought that the gospel would be spread according to these 10 some people, her mother's friends.
啊，但是没想到啊，后来她妈妈就生病了。
But she didn't know that her mother would become ill.
而且非常严重。
And it was also very serious.
啊，一开始想说啊，这么严重的病，我们帮她祷告，看主耶稣应该会医治她。
Initially, she thought that even though she was so seriously ill, we can pray for her and God will heal her.
后来没有啊，她爸妈生病啊，就离世了。
But in the end, her mother was sick and she passed away.
所以遭遇到很大的攻击。
And so it was a very big tribulation for
her. 很多人都说你们走错路啦。
And many people told her that you have walked on the wrong path.
啊，结果那个他妈妈本来带着那十几个人，后来一个一个就离开了。
And so the believers that her mother led one by one, they left too.
啊，那个时候他就很难过。
And so at that time she felt very
troubled. 他一直反复的思想。
And she was pondering.
他说：“我现在所选择的是正确的道路。”
She asked herself, The belief that I believe in is the right path.
非常清楚这个道理是对的。
And I'm very certain that this is a true word.
我也看到很多啊，得到很多属灵上的经验。
And I've also experienced many spiritual experiences.
啊，所以他很清楚说我没有走错路，这个条路是对的。
So she was very certain that I have not walked on the wrong path.
所以后来他觉得说啊，虽然妈妈离世。
And so afterwards, she thought that even though her mother passed
但是她感到很安慰。
But she felt very comforted.
在妈妈生病离世之前啊，她能够得到这个宝贵的救恩。
That before her mother passed away, she was able to receive the precious gospel of
salvation. 所以虽然她离世了，但是我确信她是在神的国里面。
So even though her mother passed away, she could certainly say that her mother entered the kingdom of heaven.
啊，结果那个时候啊，要传福音很困难。
So at that time, it was very difficult to preach the gospel.
逼迫很大。
Because there was a lot of persecution.
结果他先生也是从外教会过来的。
Her husband was also a believer from
another church. 两个夫妻啊，每天祷告，祷告了两年。
And these, the husband and wife prayed together every day for 2 years.
结果后来主耶稣就开路了。
And eventually God made a way for them.
有很多人啊，寻找道理就来跟他们谈道理。
And many people who were looking for the gospel and continued to converse
to them. 跟他们一谈啊，他们很高兴啊，就接受了。
And they were very happy about talking about the gospel, and they accepted it.
啊，所以十几年当中啊，这个教会啊，这个信徒一直增加。
And so in this decade or so, this church and the believers continued to grow and expand.
啊，现在大概十几年以后啊，大概超过一万人的信徒。
And about a decade later, there is about a million people, 10,000 people who are believers.
啊，很多的那些长老执事啊，都非常的热心啊，很忠心。
And there are many elders and deacons there who are very fervent and very warm-hearted.
啊，教堂也是盖得都蛮漂亮的。
And the church is also constructed very beautifully.
啊，我们是去看他们在济南那个地铁站附近，大概走路十分钟的一个教堂。
And in walking from the subway, it takes about 10 minutes to walk.
啊，都能够坐一千多人呢。
And this church can seat about 1,000
people. 啊，他们也跟政府啊买了一个大楼。
And they even bought something from the governor.
啊，好像本来是一个镇公所的所在地。
And initially, it was a government building.
三层大楼。
It was three floors tall.
哦，大概几十间的那个房间。
And about 10 some rooms.
有会议室。
That can hold meetings.
有厨房，有餐厅。
And kitchens and a dining hall.
啊，整个环境很好啊，很大。
And the environment is very good, and the space is very expansive.
变成他们山东省教会的训练中心。
And it became their training center in Sandong Church.
啊，结果我们在那边就住了一个晚上。
And so we stayed there for one night.
所以看到说神的教会啊，在各地方啊发展起来，真的是相当的让人感到欣慰。
And we were witnesses that the Church of God was able to grow and establish in many different places.
啊，当然神迹奇事很多。
Obviously, there have been a lot of miracles.
因为没有时间啊，所以我就讲到这里。
And there's not a lot of time, so I will speak until here.
啊，所以我们如果有机会的话，可以去访问。
And so, if we have a chance, we can go visit the churches in China.
啊，不过要去的时候就联络哈，因为现在中国的教会大概分三个。
But when we go, we have to communicate with them first.
一个是叫做纯正的教会。
There are about three.
信仰上完全跟我们一样的。
Three different churches in China. The first is the same, exact same beliefs as us.
有一种叫做同化的教会。
The second is more civilized.
因为领导者啊被迫害，有的都失掉了。
Because they were persecuted, some of their beliefs were watered down.
啊，结果那个三自会他们就派传道、案例、执事都没有圣灵的。
And they do not have the Holy Spirit at those churches.
哦，所以我们说那个是被同化的教会。
So we say that church is more cultural.
啊，也有一部分是那个道理已经变质了。
And there was another churches whose doctrine is already different from ours.
所以中国的教会现在有很多工作要做。
And so in the churches in China, there is much work to be done.
主要就是更正。啊，虽然挂个真的是教会，但是有些道理他们不一样的，我们就慢慢跟他们谈。啊，希望他们归正，回到原来正确的道路上面。
The first is to discuss with them so that they can return to the original doctrine.
啊，所以他们呢，就有九个小组，全国啊，划分九个区域。
And so there are nine small groups who go about entire China.
啊，我们自由地区的教会也是有九个工作小组跟他们配合。
And there are nine small groups that are working with the nine provinces.
做这个宣道、训练跟牧养的工作。
To be able to preach and to be able to pastor them.
所以现在中国大陆是一个福音的良田。
And so in China, it is a place where there is much holy work
to be done. 目前除了西藏以外，每一个省都有教会。
Besides Xizang, in every province there is a church.
啊，感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
啊，我们今天下午就。聚会到这里哈。
So this concludes our afternoon service.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
And let us kneel down and pray in one accord.
啊，求主能够坚固我们的信心。
And ask God to strengthen our faith.
求主带领我们的教会。
To be able to guide our church.
啊，能够在全世界各地啊，这个圣工都能够更加兴旺。
So that nationally the holy work can grow and flourish.
啊，让我们每一个弟兄姊妹啊，都能够恩上加恩。
So that all of our brothers and sisters may be added grace upon grace.
我们一起祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.